first one that I had heard about was La Cumbia de la Influenza, and so far I think it's still the best song.
Es la noticia del día. La influenza ya llegó. Compren todos medicina para enfrentar al batallón.
The thing about this cumbia and a lot of cumbias is that, you know, it just has this incredible sense of humor. This is the thing that's really typical, not just of Mexicans in general, but of Chilangos, of people from Mexico City in particular. They have this incredibly biting, dark humor. So here they are writing these very funny lyrics about dying. One of the lyrics says, you know, don't call Superman and we'll all be dead by the time Indiana Jones comes in. And there's a little riff from the Indiana Jones theme. And if you really want to commit suicide, you might as well eat some tacos al pastor.
¿Y ahora quién nos va a ayudar? No le llamen a Superman. Todos estaremos muertos cuando llegue Indiana Jones.
¡Eso! Vándalos is a Duranguense band from Mexico City. Duranguense is this genre that's kind of like very Oompa 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 country music.
No des un beso pa' saludar, con cubrebocas siempre hay que andar. Llegó la influenza, llegó la influenza.
This song is interesting because it talks a lot about how the influenza has affected social life. It says, the club closed down, the movies closed down too, I want to go out, but there's no more football games. You know, it's kind of lamenting the fact that social life has really kind of gotten, you know, constrained because everybody's afraid to go out. This one, actually, I have to say, after I listened to it a little bit more carefully, I was a little horrified because it's basically about how people can't go out and have lots of sex with lots of women because nobody wants to go out anymore. But it's got that dembow reggaeton beat, but it's also got a little bit of dance hall toasting and switches it up a little bit. All the songs, in a way, are referring to the corrido tradition in Mexican music. Corridos are news set to music, and this dates back certainly to the 19th century. There's a lot of corridos from the Mexican Revolution, and there's corridos about big bandits. Now the big thing is writing corridos about drug traffickers, which are called narco corridos. But the idea that these songs came up pretty much the week that, you know, the swine flu was breaking out is not surprising. I mean, now we have even quicker ways of producing these songs and distributing them. I think it's a really healthy response to a really bad situation.